Welcome back to The Deep Dive, the Pitcot podcast edition. If you're looking for a genuine shortcut to really mastering your personal image, the kind of knowledge that makes you immediately feel more informed and, you know, project more confidence, then you're definitely in the right place.
Absolutely. Our deep dive today is extracted directly from Pitcot's best-selling ebooks.
Yeah.
We've basically synthesized their core philosophy into 8 really high-impact insights.
And the goal.
The goal is achieving that, well, that often elusive thing, timeless elegance. This isn't about chasing trends that come and go.
Right.
It's about strategic intentionality. It's about knowing exactly which common traps to sidestep.
That phrase, strategic intentionality, that's so key here. Pitcot's philosophy really suggests that these tiny details.
Yeah, the small things.
Exactly. From the size of your earrings to the way you speak, they can either elevate your image or accidentally send a completely wrong message.
And before we jump in, let's just quickly define what Pitcot even means by timeless elegance.
Yeah.
It's not about just buying more stuff. According to Pitcot, elegance is the intentional subtraction of elements, things that confuse the eye or distract from your natural features or, and this is important, betray a lack of self-control.
So it's about balance, harmony, and control over the message you're putting out there.
Precisely.
Okay, so we're going to unpack those crucial choices now, focusing on the 8 fashion faux pas every woman should know.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, the listener, if you want to unlock more of this really transformative wisdom, you can find the entire collection of best-selling ebooks by visiting www.pitcot.com/bookbooks.
So let's start with the choices that have the highest stakes. We're actually grouping faux pas number 1 and number 7 together.
Why is that?
Because Pitcot defines them as high stakes, permanent alterations. These are the decisions that carry, you know, significant long-term weight.
Okay, let's unpack this. Starting with faux pas number 1, tattoos and piercings. Pitcot does acknowledge the power here.
They absolutely do.
They say they can look bold, beautiful, and just scream individuality, a real statement of self.
And what's fascinating is that Pitcot doesn't condemn that statement at all. But it does pragmatically assess the consequences of it.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the source material emphasizes that old school judgments are, you know, slow to disappear, especially in very traditional professional jobs or highly formal settings.
So if your goal is to move freely in those high-stakes environments, you need to think ahead.
That's the idea. But, you know, the Pitcot material sounds a bit conservative here. If elegance is really about self-assurance and confidence.
Right. Why should we let old school judgments dictate our personal choices? Isn't that, in a way, kind of anti-confidence?
That's a fantastic point.
Mm-hmm.
And Pitcot's answer isn't that you shouldn't have them. It's that you have to be aware of the potential cost.
Okay.
It just encourages you to ask the question, is this specific statement I'm making worth the stereotypes it might invite? The strategy is about minimizing unintended barriers.
Not just maximizing personal expression no matter what.
Exactly. It forces you to weigh individuality against that broad systemic perception.
That perspective framing personal choice through a lens of pragmatic risk assessment, that feels very on brand for Pitcot. Mm. And that lens gets even sharper when we move to faux pas number 7. Breast augmentation. This is, I mean, without a doubt, the most sensitive and permanent alteration they discuss.
Absolutely. And Pitcot approaches this with extreme balance. They acknowledge that for some women, the choice is genuinely empowering.
But the critique is focused on image management, risk, and commitment.
It is. They caution that the choice comes with a real long-term commitment. We're talking about surgical risks, the possibility of the results not matching the dream.
And critically, the need for ongoing maintenance, future procedures even. It's a commitment that can last for decades.
And the primary strategic issue, as Pitcot argues it, often just boils down to proportionality. Natural balance features are typically seen as harmonious, and importantly, they never need to be replaced or adjusted later.
So the focus is on internal confidence.
Right. Confidence that is nurtured through self-acceptance and self-improvement, not, you know, constructed in an operating room.
Yeah.
The most timeless image requires zero scheduled surgical maintenance.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. Let's move from those permanent high-stakes decisions to the parts of our image that are super visible and change with trends, but are fully reversible.
The evolving face.
Yes, specifically hair and brows.
These are such high-impact areas because they're literally the first things people see. They frame your face. Mm. So getting them right, as Pitcot explains, is just fundamental to a polished look.
So we'll jump to faux pas number 2, hair highlights and streaks. Pidcock gives a very clear, dated reference here, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It reminds us of the chunky highlights or those, you know, overly aggressive, stripey streaks that were so popular about 2 decades ago.
We all remember them.
We do. And the strategic problem with those trends is that they instantly date you. Your hair starts to look like this separate thing from the rest of your image.
So what's the alternative?
Pidcock advocates for what we could call harmonic color continuity. The advice is to focus on natural blended tones. Think balayage, foliage, techniques that seamlessly complement your skin tone.
And that creates a versatile color that's classy and, you know, seasonless.
And think about the practical benefit for you, the listener. That intentional blending saves you from those jarring, awkward grow-out phases.
Oh, the worst. It just instantly cheapens the whole look.
It really does. And the confidence concept here is fantastic. Imagine knowing your hair color will always look intentional, no matter what fashion dictates. That's freedom.
That's a great point. So if hair frames the top of the face, we have to talk about faux pas number 8, overplucked eyebrows.
This might be the most universal beauty regret of the last generation.
Oh, absolutely. I think we all have a photo from the late 90s or early 2000s where our brows were, well, practically a single pencil line.
A testament to that era's big mistake.
It really was.
And the impact Pidcock describes is so profound. Overplucking actually changes your entire facial expression. It can make you look harsh or unbalanced or sort of perpetually surprised.
And it diminishes the natural elegance of your eyes.
It does. The lesson here is structural. Your brows are essential anchor points for your face. The current standard, and what Pidcock would call timeless, is fuller, natural brows.
Because they frame the face powerfully, they highlight the eyes without a lot of effort.
And they require far less maintenance than trying to pencil in a shape your face was never meant to have.
Yeah.
Just let them grow.
That shift toward natural structure over harsh lines, that's exactly the move towards subtlety that Pidcock promotes everywhere else.
It is. Which brings us neatly into our next theme. We've covered the structural and facial elements, if we connect this to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Pidcock's whole philosophy shows that elegance is so often achieved through subtraction. It's about removing the details that overwhelm your intended statement.
The philosophy of less but better.
Exactly. Let's look at accessories, starting with faux pas number 3, oversized hoop earrings.
Now, big hoops definitely have their cultural moments, but Pidcock issues a pretty stern warning about the risk factor here.
Right. The sources explain that oversized, really flashy hoops, they risk overwhelming your face. And crucially, they can violate that rule of proportionality we talked about.
So they can turn an otherwise elegant outfit into just a visual distraction.
Mm-hmm. Pidcock suggests a simple rule of thumb. If the diameter of your hoop is wider than your jawline, you risk moving from a statement piece to, well, a stereotype.
And the elegant alternative they suggest is clear. Aim for balance.
Stick to sleek, medium hoops or simple studs. These draw the eye toward your features, you know, without hijacking all the attention. It's about getting instant elegance through strategic scale.
Continuing that theme of subtraction and concealment, next up is faux pas number 5, the visible G-string.
Ah, yes. A throwback trend Pidcock suggests we definitely keep buried in the 90s archives.
This might seem like a small detail, but the core principle Pidcock emphasizes here is, I think, brilliant. Lingerie is powerful and intimate.
But it has to be kept a secret.
Exactly. Its unintentional exposure just breaks the sophisticated vibe of any well-put-together outfit.
The sophisticated choice, according to Pidcock, is always seamless foundational pieces. Pieces that actually complement your clothes and make the garment look better.
Right. They shouldn't compete with it.
They champion this idea of stylish mystery, arguing that intentional concealment is actually the most seductive element. That subtle, sneaky confidence is what elevates an image.
Okay, so you spent a lot of time on the visual traps, but the source material makes this powerful and I think necessary jump now.
It does.
It argues that class is profoundly behavioral. Pidcock suggests your conduct is actually the ultimate accessory.
This is so critical to the 360-degree view of image. You can be dressed flawlessly, but if your behavior undercuts that polish, the entire impression just collapses.
Your elegance is only as strong as your self-control.
That's the bottom line. And this leads us directly to faux pas number 4, binge drinking.
And Pidcock states this so bluntly. Nothing, absolutely nothing, ruins a killer outfit faster than sloppy, uncontrolled behavior.
The connection is undeniable, isn't it? True class is defined as much by controlled conduct as it is by clothes. A loss of control leads to poor decisions, embarrassing situations.
And most damaging of all, reputation erosion.
Yes. The simple advice Pitcott gives is golden. Sip slow and shine bright. That visible level of moderation and self-possession is an element of timeless elegance.
And related to self-control and conduct is faux pas number 6, excessive swearing. Pitcott asks how language dulls the shine you've worked so hard to create visually.
And they argue that if you rely on constant profanity, you just dull the impact of your communication. It makes your conversation sound lazy.
Whereas a sharp, articulate vocabulary carries far more weight than an endless stream of crude language.
I really appreciate how Pitcott frames that. It ties back to that idea of controlled presentation. Confidence, when it's delivered with verbal precision, it just speaks volumes without needing vulgarity.
Holding attention purely through the content and impact of your words. That's presented as true power.
A powerful lesson that goes way beyond style. So synthesizing these 8 points, the key to timeless style, according to Pitcott, is total intentionality.
In both dress and conduct.
The two have to align perfectly to project that true, unassailable confidence.
And if you're finding this depth and intentionality valuable, remember this entire deep dive is synthesized from the transformative knowledge in Pitcott's philosophy. We highly recommend you explore their broader range of resources on image and self-improvement by visiting www.pitcott.com.
To sum it all up, timeless elegance requires actively and strategically sidestepping these common slip-ups. By consciously avoiding the pitfalls Pitcott outlines, from proportionality mistakes to behavioral lapses, you automatically refine your image. You eliminate those unintentional negative signals, and you just stand taller.
It's about owning your individual, highly controlled style, not just blindly chasing trends.
That's it.
That intentionality is really the final takeaway. So, considering all 8 points we've unpacked, I want to leave you with a final thought to explore in your own time.
Okay.
Which aspect do you think is harder to maintain? The physical appearance, like avoiding outdated hair or brow trends, or the behavioral polish, like moderating your drinking and ensuring verbal precision? Where do you personally dedicate the most effort in your pursuit of elegance?
That's a great question to reflect on.
Thank you for listening to The Deep Dive, the Pitcott podcast. We really hope this exploration of elegance has given you some immediately actionable and strategic insights.
And we encourage you to subscribe to our channel if you haven't already, and definitely activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads and more of this valuable content.
Also, please press the like button if you love our show. It really, really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find it too.
And I will leave a link in the description below to Pitcott at www.pitcott.com.
Thank you for being there with us.